What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you've missed any of the program today, you can simply rewind it on the Odyssey app. We got baseball later tonight. The Yankees are in Houston against the Astros. The Mets playing game two of their series against the Detroit Tigers. You hear why Aaron Boone was criticized, Tiki?
I did not.
Yeah, he did something unforgivable to some Yankee fans.
Which was?
Yesterday, the Yankees had an off day.
Uh-huh.
They weren't playing baseball on Labor Day. It's a story for a different discussion. But Aaron Boone, on his off day, was spotted at the North Carolina football game. And that has angered some Yankee fans.
Mm.
Now, does it matter that Aaron has a son who is enrolled at UNC? Who does something with the football team?
Of course it matters.
Well, that doesn't matter to the angry Yankee fan who thinks
right.
Aaron Boone is an ogre.
He had an off day. What do you do on your off day? You go do something for your family.
No, he's supposed to prepare for the Astros.
Oh, stop.
I'm sorry. Yankee fans are pissed off at him.
Yeah, get over it.
Wow. Just kind of figured that would be your response.
What happens when we have an off day?
We can do whatever the hell we want.
Exactly.
No, I agree. It's absurd. You can rip Aaron Boone for a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Like his comments a few days ago when he said, on what planet do you send Anthony Volpe down? Mm-hmm. That is a rip-worthy comment.
Yes, it is.
Totally.
Because there were plenty of planets
yeah.
that would have sent Anthony Volpe down.
I got a planet, Aaron. Earth. That planet would do it.
And by defending him, you made it worse.
Yes. But the criticism that he shouldn't be allowed to watch UNC football, even though they got blown out after that opening drive touchdown, it's laughable. On what planet would a human being rip Aaron Boone for that? You have something to say, Sean?
Did Sean rip him?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Hold on. I didn't rip him.
You just didn't?
Objectively brought up that I think it's optically a bad look.
Optically a bad look.
Yeah. Why is it a bad look?
Okay, so I made it very clear. I don't think it's necessary.
Because you go and you like support your family?
Hold on.
I'm just calling it like it actually is.
You're right, which is why I don't think it's a big deal. But here's the thing. Is North Carolina football going to be there if and when the Yankee season ends? No matter when it ends.
I mean, they may be 0-5, but yes.
I mean, not relevantly.
Okay, but that's not the point. Is he's a grad assistant coach on the team, so I understand. You will have the opportunity to absolutely
Dude, that's
go.
That's a huge deal. Are you kidding me?
I know it is.
A graduate assistant
Look,
coach? And I'm not being facetious. I'm being real.
That's it's a huge deal.
That's a stepping stone for so many coaches around the world.
He is absolutely should be proud of his son and should want to support him at all turns. Unfortunately, Aaron Boone himself has said these words over and over again that we have mocked. It is all there right in front of us. Guess what?
He hasn't said it a lot this year.
Okay. Well, guess what? Right in front of us is the next 12 games. That will define this Yankee
season.
But what does
being there in North Carolina have to do with that?
I'll tell you this.
Yeah, can you get to your point?
What would he actually be doing on his off day?
Look, I understand it's not football and it's baseball. Has Aaron Boone battled the critics as far as what the manager of the New York Yankees actually does compared to the old times? Does he battle his criticism all the time? By him going there last night, he only adds credence to the idea of, the organization's figuring everything out. Like, would it hurt him to, I don't know, get with the coaches and figure out why Jose Altuve homers two times every time they face him? Would it hurt him to maybe go over some extra Blue Jays stuff ahead of that? I'm not saying he has to sit there and grind tape. And who says he can't do it on a private jet? I just think with these 12 games in front of the New York Yankees, knowing that this was not a one-off situation and the football is there as soon as the season's over, I just think objectively it's a bad look to get on a plane, leave your team, and go a time zone away to North Carolina to watch a football
game. Okay, so just let me play this out.
Okay.
Aaron Boone has a son.
Yes.
Aaron Boone's son graduated from college. He loves sports. And he joined the football team as a graduate assistant. Presumably, this is his very first game.
On the table.
First game.
Yeah.
Ever. The initial step for young Booney to becoming a football coach and maybe even a head coach at one point in the NFL or college, whatever his ultimate destination may be. And his father, on an off day,
yeah,
wants to go support that. Why in the hell are you upset about this?
I'm not upset.
I think I would look at it the other way. If I'm the kid right. And my dad doesn't come when he's off, dead to me.
Mm.
That's a dead to me kind of thing.
Right.
Son, I couldn't go. I needed to be on FanGraphs right. To prepare for a baseball game the next day.
Right. Sorry, son. We're playing the Orioles.
Right.
I'm sorry, son. I work 162 days a year. Unfortunately, the Bill Belichick-led, going to be really bad UNC Tar Heels, play on one of those. I'm sorry. I can't do it. But on an off day?
Yeah.
Dude.
It's like a gift from the gods.
Come on. You're mistaking upset. I have no upset, no anger. I understand why you did it. All I'm saying is I think it's a bad look. And if the Yankees go out there in these next 12 games, which are season defining.
Wait till your kids get older.
Believe me, I know.
Wait till your kids start doing, like, whatever it is they're doing. Cheer, dance.
Dude, I'm not going to miss a soccer
softball.
Game.
Softball.
I understand that.
Female football. Whatever. No,
you've bothered Tiki, Sean.
You really have.
Come on.
You know what one of my favorite coaches is? And partly it's because he's half family. And I'm talking about Bruce Arians, obviously, is because Bruce Arians, when he was the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he would get mad and sometimes fine his coaches if they didn't leave for a kid's event.
Mm.
If your son or daughter has something and you're going to stay here and work till 2 in the morning, I got a problem with it.
Yeah.
So I just can't accept your anger, Sean.
It's not anger. I'm addressing it.
You know what the best part is?
I can't even address your problem. It's like... Family comes first.
No doubt.
And what you don't even realize, Teak, is you got to see the email he's putting together to Ryan Hurley, our boss. He wants Halloween off so he can take his kids trick-or-treating.
No, you hypocrite.
Same guy. What the hell?
Managers,
I'm just kidding. That hasn't happened.
Look, now, if I can speak for Ogre Yankee fans, if they were out there, I would just say this. We have crushed this team for fundamentally unsound baseball, something that he has not as the manager
Guess
cleaned
what?
Up.
He's not fixing it on an off day.
Okay, but... I think many Yankee fans would argue
he's
this
not
is the
fixing
problem.
It on off day.
Should there be off days right now?
He's not fixing
You're
it. Two
and
an
a half
off
back
day.
In the division. Should you have off days?
Here's
right
what
now?
I would say to Sean and all the Ogre Yankee fans: take your L.
Noel,
take
Noel.
Your L.
No, you know who's going to take an L? Aaron Boone about 8 times in the next 12 games.
That's a different story.
I'm serious.
More on that later. We were just discussing how Aaron Glenn was asked a really interesting question earlier today at his press conference: what defines a successful season? And he said, making Jet fans proud. So what would make us proud? What would make Jet fans proud to warrant this season as being a success? Sam is calling from Rockland. Hey, Sam.
Thanks for taking my call. To me, success would be this. I want, at the end of the season, if a team who's in the playoff hunt looks at the schedule and they see they're playing the Jets, I don't want them to laugh. I want them to worry. I want to be taken seriously for once. Mm. I want to be relevant. That's all.
I think that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
It's just defined. How do you define it? Like, can they play games down the stretch that matter? Can they not be the LOL Jets? Can they be a relevant, real semblance of a football team week 15 when they're in Jacksonville against the Jaguars?
For a team with a new head coach and it's a new environment, a new organizational feel, I think what his point is right. You know, it's not necessarily about winning. Because think of it this way. Let's look at the Giants and Dabes' first year. Similar situation. New team, new head coach, whatever. A lot of those games, they could have lost.
Yeah.
They very easily could have been 5, whatever the number would be, 5-11-1. Let's call it that, right? And they don't make the playoffs, but they lose like all of these one-score games because that's essentially what it came down to. They had a ton of one-score games that they just found ways to win. Now, if they had lost those, but the games were competitive, you'd still say, you know what? I feel pretty good about this season, even though they weren't good. What you can't have is what the Giants had last year, which I've mentioned.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Multiple times, which is uncompetitive football. You can't have that. That's when you feel like, dude, you might have, we made a mistake.
100%.
And so if the Jets are fearing anything, it's that. You can't be an uncompetitive team.
We need to watch the Jets be in every game.
Yeah.
Even if they're not going to win a majority of them.
Lose it by a field goal, right? Lose it by a touchdown. Don't lose by 20.
Josh is in Queens. Hey, Josh.
So to answer that question, what are Jet fans looking for this season? There's two parts to this. A, I've been to training. I went to training camp 2 weeks ago. I am usually such an optimist with the Jets, but man, Justin Fields can't throw the ball. Mm-hmm. So that worries me a lot. That worries me a lot. Because even with Rodgers, even with Zach Wilson, you were able to see dimes.
Right.
I mean, Justin Fields probably completed 5 passes the entire practice, which is nothing.
So it's now, it just becomes worrisome. Becomes worse.
Yeah,
today isn't a passing league. And it just is what it is.
And the other thing that I think Jets fans are looking for is we're going to look at what did the Lions do from year one to year two to year three with Dan Campbell. So year one, they won 3 games. But if you remember, and there's one game that I remember from that season, that 2021 season, is that the Lions played the Seahawks, and the game, it was a shootout. It was like 45-44.
Right. No, that was early in the season.
Something crazy.
Yeah, I got it.
And you want, and that's what you want. You want, you want real. You want real coaching. You want decisiveness. You want to be competitive. You don't want to be in these games. And Jet fans know this more than anyone, is that we don't want to be in these games where it's 17-13 and there's no firepower.
But Josh, that's what they're going to be.
Right. So
like even in a season where they're competitive in every game and, dare I say, win more than they lose, those are the kinds of games they're going to play. They're not going to play 38-35 games.
Right. It's going to be different than it was with the Detroit Lions. So that year, the Detroit Lions, who won three games, he's right. Or no, this is the year before. He's talking about the year after.
Mm-hmm.
That was the 48-45 loss to Seattle.
Dude, they're not scoring 48 points in 5 weeks.
I know. So
that's an exaggeration, but you get the point.
Right.
Actually, it may not be.
The year that they went 3-12, or 3-13-1, they lost to Seattle, but it was a bad loss. It was 51-29.
Right.
So, I mean, they scored some points, but they got blitzed.
The Jets, and look, Mike Tomlin said something at his weekly press conference earlier today that is truthful, but is also concerning. I want to read it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start first with their running game. I think Coach Glenn has been very transparent about their desire to run the football and their commitment to do so. And so that has our attention as we prepare. Now, that's obvious. But that's going to be the thing they battle all year long. Teams are going to stack the box. They're going to sell out to stop the run because the Jets' identity, and they've made it very clear during camp, is run. And they have a quarterback who we're not sure can beat you with his arm.
No, you're right. You get a lot of single high safety, which means it's an extra safety or whoever in the box, and you got to find a way to run anyways. Like, good teams can do that. Right? They can still run with an extra man in the box. You just tell your running back, you got one. That's your dude.
Right.
Right. We can block everybody else or get a hat on everybody else or misdirect everybody else, but that's your guy. And if you have good enough running backs, they can beat him or run through him or pick up the 4, 5, 6 yards in a cloud of dust that you need sometimes to keep the chains moving when all you're doing is running the ball. But it's a hard way to live like that.
It's a hard way to live, and it's also going to make them, as a defense, need to force turnovers on a weekly basis.
Right.
They can't just play good defense. They're going to have to force a turnover or two per game. The SNY Fan Choice Poll is sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. Very simple question, and I'm very curious about the results. Which team will win more games this season, the Giants or the Jets? To cast your vote, visit sny.tv/vote.
Mm.
What I find so interesting about this question is, we brought this up months ago, and it felt at the time as if the tides were more on the Jets side. Now, Sean was like, no way, Giants. But for the most part, when we would have those arguments, a lot of people would say, nah, it's probably the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Even look at the Vegas line, the Jets. Our last caller hit on something, Jet fan, who went to training camp and said, I walked away less optimistic. There seems to be less optimism around the Jets through the last month and a half, and the Giant optimism has shot up.
Well, that's because the Giants scored 107 points in 3 preseason games.
But it's preseason.
Of course, but they still did it.
I know.
Right?
And I know.
They had to cut good players at the cut deadline. Now, a lot of them they got back, interestingly, on the practice squad with the new rules. And so it kind of worked out where they get to kind of stash some of these players. You watch the Jets. I mean, other than the first game they scored? 30,
opening drive.
Yeah. No, first game.
But the first game they had a clean opening drive from their first team offense. Because that's honestly all that we should care about.
That's all you need to worry about.
And they
about
look
right
good.
Now. And they look good. But they scored 30 points in that game.
Right.
But then after that, it was like, oh, man, you guys look bad.
Well, the first team offense didn't look good.
Yeah.
I think it comes back to that. I don't think anything else really matters that much. But, yeah, we're 5 days away from the start of the year. And we'll see what the SNY Fan Choice Poll says, but it does feel like there's a lot more optimism around the Giants than there would be on the Jets. Now, I got to get to this guy because he's brave. Tiki is not here for your crap about Aaron Boone being derelict of duty because he went to the UNC game last night. He slapped down Sean. I thought he embarrassed him about 10 minutes ago. You could rewind on the Odyssey app. Well, Sean's got some backup because Ray in Westchester wants to fight. So, Ray,
let's hear it.
Go ahead.
Let's go, Ray.
I don't want to fight.
Okay.
But I agree with Sean. It's not a good look. I mean, I got a regular job, and I've been called in on weekends. Oh, I got to meet this guy. I got to meet that guy. Even people with regular jobs got to go to work.
You got
when
kids?
They don't want, and they miss the kids. Yeah, I got kids. I miss soccer games. I missed a lot of stuff.
Okay, but the
but
first
you gotta
game?
Put food on
the first one?
Yeah, you're talking. I miss little kids stuff where it really matters. So he misses his grown child's game. I'm sorry. You got to prepare. You are the manager of the biggest franchise in sports.
Ray, I don't want to presume. I don't want to presume that you worked yesterday. But did you work yesterday?
Yesterday, like, yeah, I worked all over my house. That was at Labor Day. All I had to do was clean my garage, clean the patio.
Here's what we're forgetting. It was Labor Day. And so if you're
and kidding, I labored. And I labored.
You labored for your wife who had a honey do list.
I labored.
You're not working today. Do this. Do that. Do that thing.
But I mean, we've all missed our kids' stuff, little kids' stuff. This guy does not understand the magnitude of what's coming up. He doesn't understand.
I
he's got all
he
the
does,
time in the
but
world.
Ray, he was just in the World Series. He's been a manager for 7 years, 8 years,
and
eight years?
He lost. He lost the World right, Series.
He got there.
We are
so it's hard to criticize
we are Yankees.
Him.
But here's the thing I don't think you're understanding. And Sean is understanding. What do you think a manager does on an off day in another city? What are they doing? Are they game planning? Are they putting their strategy? They're not the offensive coordinator for a football team. They're a freaking manager. And you know what managers do? They make sure they have the information. They make sure they have the stats. They put their lineup together. And guess what they do next? They sit on their fat ass like we all do and watch a baseball game. And you hope your hitters hit. Mm-hmm. And you hope your pitcher pitches. That's your job. Now, I'm not trying to minimize being an MLB manager, but let's not act like on your off day, you need to have spreadsheets out in your hotel like your Rain Man.
Especially 137 games in. Okay. 130. Why is it 37 or 27?
Right around there.
Point is, I think Tiki just hit on something. I think this is where Yankee fans have the issue. First of all, if Aaron Boone's going to go, can I also say something? Don't walk on the field. Stay out of sight, out of mind with the cell phones. Don't, like, put the
By
air
the
up.
Way, that I agree with.
You know what I mean? Just go in
Don't
anonymity.
Be
Don't be
it
seen.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly. He strolled out on the field, hugging everybody. It was a whole Aaron Boone had to be seen thing on video. The other part of this is, and I think what got reminded to Yankee fans yesterday is, you're right, it's their off day. But I think a lot of us just assumed wrongly or maybe just never thought about it. Should it really be an off day? 12
that
days
has
before?
Nothing to do with
no,
Boone
no, no, no.
being there, though.
Yes, he does.
Get angry at Manfred.
Evan.
Don't get angry at Boone.
Because that's an MLB rule?
Is no, it's one? Not an MLB rule. They weren't playing yesterday.
They
it's
just
not Aaron Boone's fault
lost,
they scheduled an off
they
day.
They just lost Sunday to the Chicago White Sox, and we all agree. This team, by the way, under Aaron Boone, cannot win playoff series. They don't have home field advantage. They have a quest to win the division. The next 12 games will dictate that. They are making errors still all over the place, doing everything. Can we just get this team's focus together before these 12 games?
What are you going to you gonna have them have like a practice?
How about that? What an unconventional
have practice
idea.
On Labor Day? What? Hey, guys, yes. Manfred didn't give us a game today, but we're going to practice. You know what would have happened? You would have had 26 Allen Iversons.
You're probably right, but that also just speaks to the problem. This team still doesn't get it. Like,
you
think they're going to play clean baseball in Houston these next 3 days?
Do you think the Dodgers are having off-day practices?
Right. You know what? Here's the best way I'm going to flip this around with you. Because, I can't
trust enough.
This
is irrational.
I'm not angry. Okay, hold on. There was no bigger family man with the New York Yankees in terms of his brother, his sister, and everything he went through than Joe Torre when he was here. We all remember all the family stories. Remember his brother with the health thing. He always looked out. Joe Torre's son, a grad assistant at North Carolina, if he was, do you think he's leaving on an off day on a private jet? I disagree.
Because it's an off day!
Before this stretch?
And
I disagree.
It's not only an off day, it's Labor Day.
Right.
Well, baseball players played on Labor Day. It's like the whole league got off.
No, but it's...
But it's Labor Day.
I love Tiki quickly asking the caller, did you work yesterday? And he was right on his feet to say, I did. I worked in the garage. I worked in the backyard. By the way, speaking of working, yesterday, I lost it. For the very first time in my life, I lost it.
On?
I was able to do something for the first time in my life I had never done. I barbecued.
What?
That's right. I had mentioned this on the air years ago. Well, got a lot of...
Was Abuelo down for the count?
He is out of town.
Oh.
And so I stepped up. Now, did I make a few phone calls? Yes. I was in the middle of my barbecue and I said, I have a question. And I didn't want to embarrass myself. I didn't want to ask my wife. So I called, phone a friend, you know, like the old Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Right.
And so I phoned a friend.
Did you call your dad?
I phoned
hey, Dad, I don't really need your help.
My dad never taught me. I called Sean Morash. Now, Sean, when your phone went off at about 5:30 on Labor Day Monday and you saw I was calling.
This was an actual call.
Tiki.
1,000%.
My heart stopped. Because we communicate via text constantly, right? Either in the chat or direct chats. I am swimming my last laps of summer in my small above ground pool when I hear the phone ring. And I go racing out. My boobs are flapping wet. And I miss the call. I immediately call back, and Evan doesn't answer.
What did you think I was calling for?
I'm going to be honest with you.
You can be honest.
Today is radio opening day. We're all back from summer. I read the internet. There was a part of me when I saw Evan Roberts calling me.
Which never happens.
No controversy. I watched the Met game. I said, oh, my God. Craig's coming back.
I spoke to Robert Saleh last night.
I said, the internet must be true. So Evan finally calls me back, and I answer, and that was not the problem. And it was an Evan panting sound. I was like, hey, man, quick, quick. How many minutes do I leave the burger on before I flip it on the grill? Come on. And I went, excuse me? And now in real time, I'm so relieved that it's not about my job that I said, Evan, 4 minutes tops. Wait to see if it's bleeding on top. Then do it a flip. That's it. One flip total. He said, all right, I got this. Hung up the phone. Hadn't talked to him until 1 o'clock this afternoon. That was it.
You were the burgers? They were fantastic. I did an amazing job. I don't mean to brag. And thank you, Sean. You thought... On Labor Day Monday, I was calling you to say, what? And by the way, some big radio news.
Hold on. Why would you think about what everybody else is
going on? We never call each other.
We never call each other. And think about the timing. It is Labor Day evening. People are getting ready now. That's it. You're closing up shop. Kids are getting ready for school. And we all know, at least in our brains, the Tuesday after Labor Day for us in our world is opening day for us. Like it's Happy New Year. It's all of that. Why would I think mere hours before we wake up upon this day that Evan now has decided for the first time in 3 years he wants to place a phone call to me? What would you think?
You know what I'm going to start doing? Calling you randomly now.
That would make me feel better.
Oh, right. I thought it would scare you even more.
No, because at least if you're going to call me, then we've at least established that relationship. We're good friends, and I never get a phone call from you.
Well, I appreciate you being there in a time of need because he told me two things that were important. A, how many minutes the burger should be on the grill.
Yes, four, and let it bleed.
Very good. That's exactly what he said. Mm-hmm. But the other thing was, do I keep the top of the grill open or closed? And I wasn't sure. And he said, close it so it's like an oven, and then open it and check it out. So I did it. And both my kids, and they are brutally honest, as you may have heard Spence last week say all sorts of things on the radio.
I want money.
Yes, basically.
Mets suck. Give me cash.
Yes, show me dollars. I think was
the show me the money.
Oh, it's all gone to his head. He believes he should come back because he makes people laugh, according to him. But they both told me the burgers came out great. So I want to thank you, Sean. And I feel like a man. Because I had never barbecued my entire life, and I was tarred and feathered for that. People looked down on me for that. And I explained I never needed to. I lived in an apartment. I had Abuelo living with me. Like, my dad didn't barbecue. Like, I just, why would I do it?
I'm proud of you.
And I stepped up yesterday, and I did it, damn it.
No, you were a dad, man. You were a dad. You were a dad with a grill. You had the white Nikes on, I assume, with the blue check, the high white socks. The whole thing is your grill,
you
right?
You easily could have just went to McDonald's, too. So I'm even more proud of you.
We know he wasn't going to Wendy's.
That's a call back to earlier in the show if you want to rewind on the Odyssey app. We'll get back to calls in a minute. 888-808-1019. And more on the Yankees. They begin a very, very important stretch. But I got to pose a question that's been on my mind as they were beating up the Chicago White Sox over the weekend concerning the Yankees' failures against good teams and the ultimate goal of winning the American League East. We'll pose it next, plus your calls, like I mentioned, 888-808-1019. This is a very important stretch for the New York Yankees. And I want to make clear, it's not important because they're playing the Houston Astros. The fact they're playing the Houston Astros to me is irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything. The fact that they're going to play the Detroit Tigers next week, irrelevant, doesn't mean anything. Obviously, the head-to-head with Boston and Toronto, incredibly important when it comes to making up ground on Toronto. They're obviously in a battle with the Boston Red Sox. So this stretch of games, which is being defined as, ooh, let's see if the Yankees can beat a good team. It doesn't matter. Here's what matters. Very simple to me. Can they win three more games than the Toronto Blue Jays do over the course of the rest of this season and win the American League East? That's it.
Right.
That's it. Like, proving yourself against good teams, which I know is this huge deal that Yankee fans have made such a big thing about. Sean went nuts when they lost to the Red Sox. They can't beat good teams. They're not going to be able to beat anybody. Just like when the Knicks fans freaked out that they couldn't beat the Celtics. Right. It doesn't mean anything.
Of course, because ultimately when it mattered in the postseason, you beat them.
Exactly.
And that's likely what's going to have to be the occasion for the Yankees this year.
And I don't believe they can't.
Of course not. I mean, why would you think that they can't? Because they haven't. And then last year, they went to the World Series. Now, they had a smooth or grooved path to get there because of the teams that they had to play in the divisional round and in the ALCS. But still, it's the postseason. Anything can happen for this Yankees team, even though it's discouraging to think that they have the ability to do it.
I understand that when you play the Astros, it is personal. Mm-hmm. You want to beat them.
Yeah, but does it matter?
It doesn't, no. Honestly, I look at this schedule, and here's my thought process. It's all about the American League East. They are alive in this division because the Toronto Blue Jays, and I have said this over and over again. You were away last week. I was away for a few days, too. Don't get me wrong. But I was talking to Sean, and I'm like, bro, the Blue Jays have been kind of mediocre all year. They had one hot streak. Let's pipe down about them. And if you look at their last 53 games, they're under 500. Right. They're 26-27. I have no reason to believe that's going to change. Did you see what happened to them last night?
Yeah, blowing the game.
Right.
The New York Yankees can win this division.
Of course. The Blue Jays, call it for what it is, got hot when the Yankees went cold.
That's right, and that's why they picked up so much
ground.
That's
why they picked up and ran away for a little bit, and now it's coming back to the mean. Both teams' means, I think. But they got hot at the right time. Kind of sometimes that's what baseball is all about, especially with so many games. If you go on an extended streak and everybody else kind of falters, you pull away.
And that's why I want to lay this out in a very nice, neat, and tidy way for the Yankee fan to understand. Mm. Let's say hypothetically, over these 12 games, you struggle. You don't play well. It continues. Same crap. Different address. You don't beat the Astros. Let's say you get swept by them this week. It's really bad. Like, defense keeps bad. All that whole thing. You go to Toronto, you lose 2 out of 3. Right? You struggle against Boston. Let's say in these next 12 games, you go 4-8. Not good. Right? Yankee fans are going to panic. And then what if you win your final 13 against the White Sox, Orioles, and Twins? Am I joking? That's on the table. I mean, you guys annihilate bad teams, sure, which is great. And you struggle against good teams. So if my math is correct, that would leave you with 16 wins and 8 losses in your last 24 games.
Yeah, might win the division.
And you win the American League East.
Yeah. Okay.
You good with that?
Well, good with it from the standpoint of, all right, yeah, they won the division. Right. I'm not good from it from the standpoint of the moment the playoffs, so I'm not going to believe this team's doing anything.
Now let me ask you another question. Mm-hmm. Let's say you do well against these teams. Let's say you go 9-3 in the next 12. But you trip up finally against the Orioles, White Sox, and Twins.
I'd rather that.
Oh, come on.
I'd rather that because at least
you want the belief that you can beat good teams.
Dude, they're going to the playoffs no matter what.
You guys are crazy. I mean, not you guys. You are crazy.
Don't you think in their head it would be good to beat these teams in the playoffs?
No. I don't think it means a damn thing.
I think you're dead wrong. I think the Yankees basically go down their pants when they see some of these teams, and it's time to start proving that that's not going to happen.
So you would rather not win the division but prove yourself in these 12 games?
They're going to the playoffs anyway, yes. Yep.
But there's a big difference between winning the division and not.
But don't you think that this is more individuals as opposed to teams? So it's like, so why couldn't they beat the...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Astros, because those guys on those Astros teams back then, they just were in their head.
Yeah,
they felt like they couldn't best them. But this is the Astros as a team; they are markedly different.
I don't think it's about the Astros though, because they struggled against Toronto. They've struggled against Boston. To the Yankee fan, it's about any good team. Like their record against.
I'm not talking about the fan. I'm talking about the player.
Well, I don't think the player thing exists.
I do. I think there's the mental stuff.
No,
I think the moment
not.
You get in the game and these little things happen, and I think that's why it's more important. We can talk about the wins and losses, and while the wins are important, more than anything else over the next 12 games, the Yankees cannot look like a fundamentally flawed baseball team where an avalanche is happening, mm-hmm. where they're basically one mistake happens, and another mistake, somebody's getting caught off base, there's another error here.
Then it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy when it happens in the postseason. It's like, of course they bungled something, because... They showed us all year long that they're going to bungle something. Now, if the player starts to think, look, I know this from like my fumbling issues. Mm-hmm. There were moments where I'm like, I hope I don't fumble. It's the wrong thought. You know what I mean? It's just like, who is the Knobloch? Chuck Knobloch.
Oh, jeez.
At second base. Like, just make a good throw.
Steve Sachs.
Just make a good throw. Like, you start thinking the negative.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's no way for the positive to happen at all. Because if you're not thinking positive, there's no way... that you're going to be able to be consistently positive. And so sometimes I think it's an internal mental game for athletes and not necessarily, oh, it's this team or it's this individual. It's more like it's you. It's all on the individual.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what the Yankees haven't spent enough time in personal development with each of these guys is, okay, Anthony Volpe, we know you're a good shortstop. Why can't you throw the ball to first base? You know what I mean?
Why are you going down to one knee every time you feel the ground ball now?
Right. It's psychological.
But that doesn't happen just against good teams.
And like that happens consistently, but when you do it against a bad team, you can get away with it.
No, absolutely.
When you do it against a good team, they're going to stack them up. They're stack runs on top of
it. I think that's exactly what happens. You can't make the same amount of mistakes against good teams. Here's my point to you, to everybody else out there. There are 24 games left in this season. Win the American League East. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And it's right in front of them. Damn it, I didn't mean to quote Boone. It's right there for them. They are essentially three games behind Toronto. The reason I say three is because they will lose the tiebreaker against the Jays, so they have to finish ahead of them.
Right.
So they need to finish with a better record than the Toronto Blue Jays.
They have the tiebreaker on the Rangers, who are coming.
Yeah, but that's for wild card stuff.
Right.
And I'm not worried about that, but yes, you are correct. They, in fact,
three and a half games out of it.
I'm not worried about that. I don't. It's more than that. I think it's five games back. It's actually six in the loss column, so they're well ahead of Texas.
Right.
In fact, they have the tiebreaker on every wild card team that's bidding at them. Seattle, Yankee tiebreaker. Texas, Yankee tiebreaker. Cleveland, Yankee tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah.
Kansas City, Yankee tiebreaker.
Texas is 1.5 behind Mariners, but 5 behind the Yankees.
Correct. Right. So I'm not even worried about that. But they need to make up 3 games on the Blue Jays, plain and simple. And if you win the division, it is likely you're getting a first-round bye.
Well,
and you have home field advantage in that divisional series. That matters. That's really important. And that's all that matters.
That's also why they need to beat the Astros.
No, beating good teams, well, that's more of a math equation. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about that specifically. It's more the idea that beating good teams is more important than just winning the division is lunacy to me. It's just lunacy. And then I go back to this. You got 12 games against good teams. What's good enough? Like, if they went 6-6, would you say, all right, we could play good teams?
8-4.
It's got it. What if it's 7-5? That means they can't win a division series against any one of these overrated bums?
8-4 means you've basically won every series or you at least swept one while you won. To me, that's a big deal. Yeah.
A big deal for what?
Right. For anybody to believe in this team. Dude, I'm telling you right now, they go 6-6 and they're
right. Sean's talking from a fan standpoint. Right, that's what you're talking about.
Yes, I'm talking about...
Win series.
The fans do not believe in a team that is on the cusp of making the playoffs because in these series, they've given us no reason to believe. If you want this city and this team and this fan base to rally around the team, I'm sorry. 6-6 ain't cutting it over
I think you guys
games.
Are wrong.
That's fine.
I think that if you win the American League East, no matter how you get there... And I know I painted a very extreme example. I get that it would be unrealistic to go 4-8 in these 12 and then, 13-0 in the next grouping of games.
I mean, you could.
But you could. I mean, the Yankees slaughter bad teams. Up until yesterday or Sunday when they lost to the White Sox, they were about to just run the table on bad teams. They made the Nationals look like a minor league team.
That's because Boone gave them an off day on Monday, even though it's Labor Day. And they were like, oh, can we go today?
Oh, yeah. So you're blaming Boone for the Sunday loss?
No, but I know people probably were blaming Boone for the Sunday
loss. It is about...
It's baseball. You lose to bad teams.
Of course, it is about the division. The division matters in this regard. Skipping the wild card series is huge. You could tell me all you want about the history of the last few years, more so in the NL than the AL, about, well, wild card teams get hot and they go on a run. BS. You don't want to play... what's that game? It's kind of controversial with the gun. Russian roulette.
Yeah, Russian roulette.
Very violent example, I apologize. But you don't want to play Russian roulette with your baseball season. And that's what a best of three series does. If you win the division, it is likely you'll get a top two seed and skip the Russian roulette. And now you're in the division series hosting a best of five.
Right.
I'd feel pretty damn good about myself if I'm a Yankee fan.
You spent all summer when I argued the point about winning the division telling me, it doesn't matter, just get in. That's all you got to do is just get in. Now we've upped the ante to you don't want to be, just get in.
Here's why, Sean. When you can't win the division or you're not going to win the division, like the Mets, the NL East is over. I know it. We'll hear from Sal in a few minutes. I'm pretty sure he knows it. We all know the Mets are not winning this division. It doesn't mean their season is over. My point is, yeah, it sucks. I'd rather have won the division, but the good news is they get a new life. If I have a chance to win the division, there is a bonus to doing it. Because you, especially if you finish with a top two record, get to skip around.
Right.
So I've never said I don't want it. I've said even if you don't get it, that isn't a death sentence. Does that not make sense to you?
Yeah, it does make sense, which is why I'd rather play well versus these teams and go in with a good mentality that we could beat whoever we won the AL.
Sean's taking a lot of L's today, Teague.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ray.
Oh, God.
Ray in Wappingers Falls. Ray. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Ray.
Ray's not happy, I can tell.
What's up? No, I'm not happy. What's up, guys? How are you?
I was good.
What's up, man?
First time in a long time. It's like a hat trick. You guys have completed me calling in. But I've never heard anything so stupid. Like, a diehard Yankees fan, diehard New York fan, we're a bunch of losers, haven't won anything forever. You want to get the highest seed possible to, like you just said, you don't want to take chances anyway. The Yankees ain't winning the World Series anyway. But you want to get as far as you can go. And not securing the best seed you can get, which right now is the East. I think if you look, they're 4.5 behind Detroit for number one. Just get the division,
right,
if they can even get it.
Right.
You know?
And it's interesting because you only do this in baseball. Like, you rationalize not finishing first in your division. Whereas, because I think about what was told to us, and I think every coach in the history of football, in the NFL at least, has said this exact same thing. Just win the division.
Of course.
Win the division.
Look, it's
that
not,
guarantees you're getting into the postseason.
I don't
there
worry.
There's no math you have to worry about. There is no, well, this team beat this team, and the common schedule, and this point score, all this other nonsense. Just win the division.
I don't want you to think for a second I have ever rationalized not winning the division. I am disappointed that the Mets are not winning the division.
Here's the thing.
I'm merely pointing out it's not a death sentence.
I prefer the division. I think it gets rationalized in baseball because we've seen so many teams over the last 5 years not win the division.
Right.
And then do amazing in the postseason.
Right.
And so it almost feels like it's an excuse to be not win the division. And it shouldn't be. Win the division.
Win the division.
Period. It should be your first, and I don't say only, because obviously the other goals are, you know, win the division round, win the ALCS, win the World Series. But the regular season goal is simple, and it's one. Win the division.
So,
period.
I want to make this, I want to ask it this way. If the Yankees really struggle over the next 12 mm-hmm. and then just completely annihilate the bad teams and win the division.
Whatever.
You'd be good with that, right?
Of course. Okay. I'm not going to believe in them, but...
They get a fake free pass to the second round where they'll be eliminated because they've told us.
I don't think
maybe they get a week off and they actually practice.
Well,
no. Then you can book it. It'll be another North Carolina game.
But Sean, here's why your rationale is so.
By then, are we really going to want to watch North Carolina?
No. I think we're going to be over it after another week.
Right. They ran 4 more yards than North Carolina had total TCU.
Let me walk you through a very realistic scenario, and I know it's realistic because I just watched it last year. The Yankees win the division, okay, which is on the table. They're only 3 behind Toronto. Again, make up 3 games, they win the AL East. The Blue Jays have been mediocre for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Win the division. But you don't play well during this hot stretch. Both things can be true.
Right.
And now... Poor Toronto. They're set up for a wild card series against the Mariners, and the Mariners beat them. And now the Yankees are set to play the Mariners. Are you losing to the Mariners in a best of 5?
To their pitching, I don't care what we did in the regular season. They'll shut us down.
Have you seen their pitching recently?
It doesn't matter.
Luis Castillo reminds me of the infielder.
Great.
And by the way,
Carlos Rodon, do you trust him in that playoff series?
You just told me about the regular season mattering. How'd you do against the Mariners this year? I forgot.
They beat that ass.
Okay. So you wouldn't look and say, wow, I'm pretty confident? You don't even know who you're going to play in the division series. You assume it's going to be one of the teams that you beat that beat you up. That's not even true.
You've given the one American League playoff example where the Yankees have beat them this year in Seattle.
Oh, really? What about Texas? What if they sneak in?
Mm-hmm.
Texas is 6 games out, Evan.
No, they're not. They're 2 games out. Tiki just told you that.
Game and a half.
I'm sorry.
Out
6 back
of
the Yankees.
We're not talking about the Yankees.
Five
I'm talking about a potential.
Five back of the Yankees.
Thank you.
Game and a half out of the wild.
I'm talking about a potential first round opponent. Can you beat them? Yeah.
I'd still be very worried
about them. What about the Royals? What if the Royals sneak in?
Yeah.
You're terrified of them?
If they sneak in, they got red hot, I'd be worried about them.
Jeez. Now
the Yankees
just...
have proven nothing if they don't beat these
teams.
They
beat the Rangers, Royals, and Mariners all season long.
All right, so they're going to get through 2 rounds of that. Because remember, it's back into the World Series.
I don't know.
Go to the ALCS
this is
and
very
losing.
Simple. Just win the division.
Yes.
There is no other conversation that you need to worry about. Just win the division.
And because when you win the division, it gives you more time to who knows who you're going to face. You may face one of those mediocre American League teams we said. Look what happened last year.
You're also painting a picture that I don't want them to win the division. I do want them winning the division, but I would like it by virtue of them showing that they could finally beat these teams.
I asked you point blank what our last caller deemed a dumb question, which I was sort of offended by, but then I was happy about it because you gave the opposite answer. Would you rather?
Yeah, I would.
Lose these games to bad teams but win the division, or we prove something against good teams and then struggle at the end and not win the division, and you said I'd rather beat good teams and not win the division.
I would, because also
lunacy.
It's not lunacy, because if they do that, then I know in that second round it doesn't matter free pass or not. This Yankee team will have confidence. You're going to sit there with a fake division title and get bounced. That's what's going to happen if you don't win this.
Ralph's in Waterbury. Hey Ralph.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great show. I love listening.
Appreciate
it. Listen, Tiki, you nailed it about 15 minutes ago when you talked about the positive attracting positive.
Right.
If you go out there and Bopy goes out there and thinks he can't throw to first base, he's not gonna. If he thinks he can, he will. And it's that individual. And first round, second round, this and that. Any given Sunday, they got to play the games. So, but it is about it's a team sport with an individual swing to it, because if you think positive, positive things happen.
Right. I mean, there was a quote that Coughlin, I think, had this in our locker room, and it resonates and sticks with me forever. And everybody's heard it. Everybody knows it. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right.
Say that again?
Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're probably right.
Oh, so he's telling you better believe what you think.
Whatever you think is likely what's going to happen.
Huh.
And I know that personally, because there was a point in my career, and I just referenced it earlier, where I felt like every time I carried the ball, I was going to fumble.
Right.
Like every time I got hit, I'm like, dude, am I going to fumble here? What's going to happen? I hit the ground. I'm fine. Okay. I still got it. Like it overtook my consciousness. And then it took like intensive, and this is practice, but they don't have time to do this. It took intensive, I don't want to call it therapy because it was really just coaching for me to physically change. And then it went away. Like once I knew I physically had it right, it just went away.
So doesn't all of that prove, I hate to say it, but I'm being an umpire. I'm calling it like it is. Doesn't that prove that Tommy's right for being positive Tommy?
Of course.
You just proved him right.
Of course.
Okay.
That's why we love positive Tommy. Everybody loves positive Tommy.
I only
Tommy.
Love him when they win. When they lose, I hate
it
positive
It doesn't matter.
Tommy.
You still got to be positive Tommy. Yeah.
Well, we've proved that.
Now, the problem is positive Tommy's not talking to the Met fans. He's not Mets players.
Right.
He's not their counselor.
That's
He's
true.
He's counseling Met fans.
And Met fans don't want to hear positivity after they lose.
Of course. And then, let's be honest, and I'm just calling it like it is. It doesn't affect whether you believe they're going to win or lose. What happens on the field?
That's
the
true. Diamond. So if that's the case, then positive Tommy is stupid, is what you're saying.
In a sense, unless the Met players are actually listening.
It went from, you're right, Tommy, to, you're stupid.
I like the theory of positive Tommy. In theory, I love you, positive Tommy, because you're exactly what a clubhouse or a locker room needs. Positivity. Self-affirmation.
So what you're saying is if it doesn't work well around here, you can always work in the Met locker room as positiveness.
Motivational speaker.
Yes. Yeah.
I think either way, win or loss, though, as we've proven, it is entertainment. Because the comments after the loss is a Met fan can go there and have a chuckle and feel better.
That's my favorite part about positive Tommy. Whenever the Mets have a brutal loss, I just laugh at the comments, especially Frank the Tank. Because Frank the Tank is usually the first person to respond to him after a bad loss. And like his latest one was, you want the Mets to lose. They cracked me up for like 5 minutes. Speaking of the Mets, we'll touch on them coming up, including I need Tiki Barber's help because Juan Soto is tearing it up. He's crushing. Everything we were dreaming of.
Crushing it.
But he made a comment the other day
that
is kind of concerning, and Tiki's the voice of reason. So I'm going to read it without offering opinion, and Tiki could tell us, hey, that's kind of weird. Or he could say, calm down, don't be a drama person, and enjoy the baseball.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.